The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Our first seated surfboard in this country is being launched where? In Donegal this weekend. So Liquid Therapy are a charity and they're introducing surfing to people who have mobility challenges and complex needs through inclusive and adaptive programmes. Our own reporter, Josh Crosby, has travelled to Ross Nowla Beach to hear all about it and brings us this special report.
I was able to go to Liquid Therapy and I found it great because I never thought I could do it because I was in a wheelchair, which is amazing.
And it was just out of this world. His exact words when he came out of the sea was, "Mommy, it was just like being in my wheelchair, only I was in the sea." And he was sitting up and his smile just said it all. Like, I have videos of him and he's just smiling the whole time. He was so happy. It was like a wee adrenaline rush for him. As his mom, it was just amazing. I was just the proudest moment ever seeing him sailing on a wave there coming in and him loving it.
I loved every minute of it, but never imagined that I would. Not as a totally blind person, but it's an experience I'll never forget.
We live in a country surrounded by beautiful beaches and some of the best surfing spots in the world. But unfortunately, not everyone has the same opportunity of accessing the water.
The biggest part of it is the accessibility. Do you know, like, you get someplace and there's a step at the door. They can't get in. Or changing facilities. Like, Liquid Therapy have a fabulous, they have a change bench and everything in place in Ross Nowla. And it's just amazing because literally everything is there for them. Everything that you need is there.
Catherine Gallagher's son Paul has cerebral palsy and uses a wheelchair. Up until now, Paul has never been in the sea. However, thanks to Ireland's first seated surfboard, this is now possible. I'm off to Ross Nowla Beach in Donegal to meet with some of the team behind Liquid Therapy.
So my name's Tom Losey and I'm the CEO and founder of Liquid Therapy. And we provide accessible, adaptive and inclusive programmes to young people who couldn't or who would struggle to participate in mainstream environments and opportunities.
So a big week for you here in Donegal.
Yeah, so this is our end of season event called the Liquid Therapy Open. We have over 110 young people coming, have over 52 volunteers.
But it's a very special feature of this end of season event as well.
Yeah, so for this summer we've been practicing, building up to and trialling our new seated surfboard, which is the first of its kind in the country, which lets young people with physical needs or complex needs have a go as well. Yeah. You know.
So could you describe how it works? I'm looking at it here now. So your typical surfboard, but then you have like, is it like a bucket seat? Some people might recognise it from like a rally car or a sports car or something.
That's exactly where it's from. Whether we don't hit those kind of speeds or those kind of airs and not the same kind of crashes. She was custom made for us. She's 3 foot wide and about 4 inches thick. And then a really supportive bucket seat that I know you're going to be trying out in a bit.
So I hear, yeah, I brought my togs along. The weather's good, so like I can't say no, really.
No, it'd be very rude not to.
Where did the idea come from? And can we expect to see more of this around the country?
What's great is we're seeing like such a huge appetite for inclusion around the country, and surf clubs, our national governing body, are really driven to be part of that journey. This board came from Sport Ireland, and inclusion is really hot on their topic. They just want to see people participating in different activities, and being at the beach has so many benefits just beyond wave riding.
My name is Fran Duffy and I am a surf instructor and bookings coordinator with Liquid Therapy.
But Fran, you're not just your average surf instructor.
No, we do many different types of adaptive surfing and surf therapy with all sorts of different people.
So for people that might not be aware, adaptive surfing, surf therapy, if you could describe it in a few words.
So our adaptive surfing is basically where if a person has any additional need, we will meet that need and find a way to bring them in the water.
I've seen some of the adaptive surfboards you have here. So how does it work? Like when you actually hit the water, like it's a lot of responsibility, I'm sure.
Yeah, so we always have a plan among the team. There's certain rules within that. And then when we bring the people down to the water, we immediately go into our kind of roles. And you get a lot of communication back just from, sometimes people don't want to say, oh, I'm a bit nervous. So we'd see it in their reactions.
Yeah, you got to read the body language. Speaking of body language, like what's the reaction you get when someone experiences this for the first time?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. You just see them just light up, their whole body changes and they relax and the joy is just, it spreads throughout us all when we see someone catch a wave and just feel that feeling that we also know from being the surfers ourselves.
Tom and Fran from Liquid Therapy are running a range of programs for community groups to schools. Young people are getting their first touch of the ocean through inclusive surfing. Before I get up on the seated surfboard myself, I'm off to meet with some of those who've got the true experience. Tommy Byrne has been blind since birth, so riding the waves never seemed accessible.
I've swam in the sea at least once, I think.
And what's that like for someone who can't actually see the extent of it?
In fact, it's easier to swim in the sea than what it is in a normal pool, because you have the tide and the water like pulling you along.
And when you heard about this seated surfboard, what came to mind?
Excitement. It was a lot different to what I thought it would be, but thanks to Liquid Therapy, I really got all the help and support I needed. The only thing that happened, but although it was scary at the time, but I enjoyed it. I had what's known as a wipeout, where you fall off the board, but I got straight back on it. But I loved every minute of it, and I was on a real high after.
You got back up on the horse again?
Yep.
Could you describe what the feeling was like as you're coming in over the waves on a surfboard?
Just amazing. But what they did was, before I got on the board, they got me used to the water at first, could get me on my knees and just to get me familiarised with the water, but it was an experience. I'd do it again. I was only scared for a few minutes and then got back on straight away.
So growing up all your life, you never expected to be up on a surfboard?
No, never. It's something I'll never forget. I mean, I'm hoping to do it again in the near distant future. It's something I would recommend to anybody.
My name is Paul. I'm from Ballyconnell. My age is 17.
Could you describe what it was like when you got up on that surfboard?
Good. It felt fun. I feel like normal people when I'm out on a surfboard. I don't feel as restricted.
So you're normal every day.
Yeah.
And tell me, you must have been some bit nervous, were you? Because this is something you'd never tried before.
No.
You weren't nervous at all?
No.
Fair play. But what gave you the confidence to get up on a surfboard? Because there's many people listening to this who might not be in a wheelchair and they wouldn't even think about it. So what gave you the confidence?
Well, I suppose when I first got on it, I was a wee bit nervous. But after that, I just flew on a surfboard.
And Paul, were you ever in the water or in the sea or anything before?
No, I was never in it. I didn't obviously think I could get in because I was in a wheelchair.
So you called yourself a surfer now, could you?
Yeah.
Won't be your last time.
No.
Back on the beach, I have to give this a go myself to see the enjoyment it's going to bring hundreds of surfers like Tommy and Paul.
So we are off to the most perfect beach for inclusive and accessible surfing in the country. The beach, Rosnala Beach, the beauty of it, you can drive on it. It's huge, you can see the waves on the horizon here. They're just kind of coming in just like gloriously there.
What a sight in September.
What a trip, we've had such a terrible summer, haven't we?
So driving up here today, I didn't realise that I was going to be getting into a wetsuit, but you have me in all the gear now, the Liquid Therapy branded tops and all. I'm going to have to experience what this is like.
Well, definitely, there's no point coming all this way from the East Coast and not getting in the water on such a day. And then I think just to experience the board for yourself, as part of our training with the team, if you haven't been transferred, if you haven't ridden the board, how can you understand the experiences of the individual who may never have been in the ocean before?
And then you have specialised wheelchairs, buggies to get from where we are now, from the starting point of the sand down to the water.
Yeah, definitely. We try to think of everything and removing all those barriers, and these balloon wheels that are on both the chairs and the trolleys mean that we can just comfortably and easily get people down to the shore. You can see today, it's a glorious day.
Look at this.
For some people, you know, you only come to the beach once or twice a year and that's it. For some people, surfing becomes your sport. And for some people, you don't like it. And that's all okay too, but at least that's your decision to make rather than not having that opportunity.
Well, I'm about to find out.
What an exciting thrill, sitting up on a surfboard, being guided through the waves. It may be the first of its kind in Ireland, but it definitely won't be the last, when more people see the benefits of Liquid Therapy. When it comes to accessibility, not every day can be a beach day. So what do those who face inclusive barriers want to see improved?
I think, you know, politicians and all these people higher up that make these decisions and decide on camps and decide on sport and everything, if they just could ask the kids and people, adults in wheelchairs, what they would like and how it is for them, do you know, the struggles they have and what they would like to do and what people could do to help them.
It's just like a disability where you get there and you can't go.
Make it more inclusive for everyone?
Inclusive and more accessible.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.